It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, September 1st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Drought conditions in northeast Iowa have worsened amid a lack of rainfall, with another stretch of hot, dry weather coming to the area. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa, based on precipitation or lack thereof through 7 a.m. Tuesday, August 29th, most of northeast Iowa is now considered to be in the D3 extreme drought category. The area now rated in extreme drought has increased over three times in size from a week earlier. All of Chickasaw, Bremer, Howard, Winnesheek, and Allamaquis counties are now experiencing extreme drought, along with almost all of Floyd, Butler, Mitchell, and Blackhawk counties. About two-thirds of Franklin and Fayette counties, half of Cerro Gordo County, and a northeast corner of Worth County are also rated D3 for extreme drought. The National Weather Service in La Crosse reports that from August 23rd to August 29th, rainfall totals were up to 0.4 of an inch. The highest rainfall totals were 0.39 of an inch in Charles City, 0.38 of an inch in St. Ansgar, and 0.36 of an inch near Nora Springs. During this period, typically 0.9 of an inch of rain falls. Conditions aren't expected to improve anytime soon. The NWS forecast for northeast Iowa does not include a chance for rain until Tuesday. While calling for another heat wave to hit the area, high temperatures today will push towards 90, with 93 predicted for Saturday, 97 on Sunday, 95 on Labor Day Monday, and 94 on Tuesday. Due to the high temperatures expected next week, Charles City High School will operate on a hybrid learning schedule. Washington Elementary, Lincoln Elementary, Charles City Middle School, and the Innovative Campus will conduct in-person classes as usual next week. For high school students, next Tuesday and Thursday, periods 1 through 4 will be taught in the morning as usual in person, and periods 5 through 8 will be taught virtually in the afternoon. On Wednesday and Friday of next week, periods 5 through 8 will be taught in the morning as usual in person, and periods 1 through 4 will be taught virtually in the afternoon. Completion of the virtual classes will serve as means for recording student attendance. On all 4 days of classes next week, high school students will be free to leave at noon to take virtual classes from home or in the middle school commons. Lunch will be served as usual in all school buildings, and all bus routes will run on their regular schedules next week. Despite most of Floyd County now in extreme drought and high temperatures forecast in the mid to upper 90s again Saturday through Tuesday, there have been no discussions about possible burn bans. Floyd County Emergency Management Director Jason Webster says before he could make any request to state officials for a burn ban, it must first come from fire departments serving the county.
I'm basically just the liaison, if you will, between the local fire chiefs that have district in Floyd County and the state fire marshal's office. But ultimately, it's all of the fire chiefs in Floyd County or the fire chiefs that have district in Floyd County have to be in agreement that they want to enact a burn ban, and then I just forward that request on to the state fire marshal's office.
Still, Webster advises anyone planning outdoor burning or recreational fires to have a water source on standby. And while there is no rain in the forecast for the Labor Day weekend, he encourages anyone camping to sign up for Alert Iowa weather alerts with instructions available at campground entry points.
They've got a text to opt-in number, and then you just enter in the keyword that's on each specific campground sign-up, and you can get those weather alerts for, I believe it's 7 days, and they automatically opt you out with the option to continue getting those alerts.
Webster adds that Alert Iowa is a good resource for anyone spending time outdoors this weekend, especially if you go to an area you're unfamiliar with. The Labor Day weekend means law enforcement will be on high alert for impaired drivers. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau is partnering with law enforcement, including the Iowa State Patrol, the Chickasaw and Howard County Sheriff's Offices, and New Hampton Police Department, in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over High Visibility Enforcement Project on now through Labor Day Monday. According to the GTSB, during the final weeks of summer from August 1st through September 4th of 2022, there were 40 traffic fatalities in Iowa. 30% of those fatalities were alcohol or drug-related. Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT adds that fatalities as a whole in 2023 are up on Iowa's roadways, noting numbers through Wednesday, August 23rd.
245, and that's 32 fatalities higher than the worst fatality year we've had in the last 5 years. And that was last year. So things are not trending in the right direction. So I just stress for everybody to slow down, to avoid distractions, wear your seatbelt. You do those three things and you'll get where you're going safely. And that's the goal for all of us.
As for the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, GTSB Law Enforcement Liaison Randy Kunert says options to help impaired drivers get home safely over the holiday weekend include designating a sober driver or calling a taxi or rideshare service. The public is also reminded that if you see a drunk driver on the road, contact local law enforcement. Boating activity is usually high during Labor Day weekend, the unofficial end of summer. However, drought and heat have taken their toll on river levels, including those in North Iowa.
I talked to a group of kayakers that were trying to go from Norris Springs to Rockford about a week ago, and they were saying that they were dragging their stuff more than they were actually floating. So the shell rock is getting extremely low.
That's Jacob Folk, DNR Conservation Officer for Floyd and Mitchell Counties, where the Cedar River runs through both counties.
I believe I've been up here for 6 years now, and this is the first time that I have seen a notice from Mitchell County Conservation Board that they actually had to open some of the gates at the Mitchell Dam to allow for the required amount of cubic feet per second to go downriver. And I actually had a conversation with a fisherman, and he made the comment that he's been fishing on the Cedar River for 30-plus years, and this is the lowest he's ever observed it.
Folk adds he's unsure if the river levels are at historic lows, but says they're low enough to cause issues for boaters if they're not observant.
A lot of the spots where people normally traverse or are able to navigate, you're going to want to take it slow and use some extra caution because, you know, when you're down 6 inches, that log that you were able to go over just fine, you know, normal water conditions might just barely be under that surface. So going extra slow.
Folk says boaters can also monitor river gauges and or the United States Geological Service website for water levels before putting the boat in the water. He also reminds boaters that there must be a life jacket for everyone on your boat, with kids 13 and under required to wear their life jackets at all times. And with temperatures forecast in the 90s all weekend long, alcoholic beverages can have more impact on your body combined with the movement of the waves in the water. So Folk says drink plenty of water. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.